From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Georgia Peanut Commission is hosting a photo contest that runs through October 1st to fill the pages of its 2022 Georgia Peanut calendar. According to AgWire.com, photo entries must be taken during the 2020 or 2021 peanut crop year and feature peanut production. Entries must also be high resolution, at least 300 dpi, horizontal, and not taken with a phone. Otherwise, they may be disqualified. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics quarterly census of employment and wages shows wage and salary employment in agriculture has been stable the past decade. Since 2010, it's gradually seen a 9% increase in jobs. AgriMarketing.com reports growth was fastest in the livestock subsector with an 18% increase and crop support services up 13%. Firms in those subsectors provide services like farm labor contracting, custom harvesting, and animal breeding services. $700 million in competitive grant funding will be made available through the USDA's new Farm and Food Workers Relief Program to help farm workers and meatpacking workers with pandemic-related health and safety costs. Announced last week, $20 million of this will be set aside for at least one pilot program to support frontline grocery workers and test options for reaching them in the future. The new program is funded by the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2021 and is part of USDA's Build Back Better efforts. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.